Mott the Hoople.
All the young dudes carry the news.
Oops. I looked up Mott the Moople.
It's a garage days night, and I've been working like a dog. It's a garage days night, don't you be sleeping like a log. Cause when I play for you, you'll find the things that I do. Make you feel alright. You know I play all day. They play the metal, make
the and welcome to I'm Trying to Think, episode 12. I'm your host, Chuck Warner, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Dave Stern. Say, I am the walrus, Dave.
Goo goo gajoob. I'm going to say that because that's what comes next. You already said I am the walrus.
Goo goo gajoob. I'm Trying to Think is a podcast sponsored by the Foundation Institute. Check foundation-institute.org. And you can visit I'm Trying to Think on the web at imtryingtothink.com. Welcome to the lovely episode 12.
Man, you know, this is something you just did, and I think it's sort of the way that it's intoned at this point. Why do people really sell the .com?
.com.
Yeah, people really sell that.
Feels good.
This is a duck. I don't have it at all.
It's like if you were reading a number on the radio and you start out with the 1-800. 1-800, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it's just that signifier of like, you know. This is a bunch of words. The internet.
.org.
.museum.
That's a lame nothing. One. Yeah, it's not doing anything.
No one uses that. .tv.
.tv.
Because I'm from Tivoli.
Tivoli?
I don't know. Is that... That's not a place. Wait, where does the .tv thing come from?
Tasmania.
That's not a place either.
Tuvalia?
Tuvali. That might be a place. Yeah, do the research. Crank this out. We need to find out what .tv.
All right, I got it.
What country is lucky enough to?
Tuvalu.
Ah, Tuvalu.
Is that related to the
The Throat Singers?
No, to the.
I think the answer to that question is no.
To come on, I think Tuvalu.
Yes, yeah. I think so. I believe they were. Scottish, mostly. I think Dexys Midnight Runners, but
Tuvalese.
A couple of them were Tuvali, yeah.
Tuvali, is that what it is?
No. It's Tuvalese, right? Tuvali is a food item.
Do you know what Tuvalu's motto is?
I don't.
Tuvalu mo te atua.
Oh, well, that clears that up. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah.
Tuvalu for the Almighty. So, we know a lot more about Tuvalu than we did previous to right now.
And that concludes our segment of Now You Know Things About where the .tv domain comes from.
No,
so let's
it doesn't conclude it. We're not done.
We're not done.
Because, yes.
Really?
Because first we have to talk about the capital city of Tuvalu.
We do?
Yeah.
All right, hit me.
Funafuti.
Ooh, that's good.
See, that's good.
Yeah, I feel better about letting you continue.
Their official languages are Tuvaluan and English.
All right.
And the Prime Minister of Tuvalu, as we all know, Apisai Lelimia.
Okay, so if we've learned one thing, and I think we may have, it's that words in a different language are funny because they don't sound like words in our language.
And, of course, their monarch is Queen Elizabeth II, so that's not funny at all.
Yeah.
That's...
Although, you know what would make that very funny?
What?
If we didn't speak English. Because it would just be a funny word in a foreign language. It would be like, Queen Elizabeth.
That would be funny.
You know, and it would be hilarious. But it's not, so let's move on.
All right. So that's the end of Tuvalu, but... I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about top-level domain extensions.
Yeah, which we don't need to keep doing, quite frankly.
We don't?
So, I think we've got
that. Well, you were, you know, really pushing on this .com thing, which I think is necessary. I have to talk a little bit like a car salesman at the top of the show.
Yeah. I guess. We're kind of selling the show.
I am selling the show. If they listen to that first minute and they're not intrigued, it's over for us.
Oh, man. Now I suddenly feel worse about the past four. Yeesh.
Or, Or, you know, 11.
No, it's only been for like 4.5. I can understand how it feels like 11.
I was talking about the past 11 episodes.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Either way, you feel bad for the people who are listening. Well, that's... As our literary expert informed us, the less people listen, the more important this podcast is.
Good, good. Okay, so...
This is very important. All right, Dave, this week, the big news.
Yeah, I like big news.
In politics, big news.
Politics.
Beatles Rock Band is released.
No, Beatles everything, man. Like, it's the Beatles Rock Band and the Beatles remastered bloody bloody blah.
That music all existed before. Beatles Rock Band did not exist before.
Yeah, but here's the difference, as I understand. I haven't really heard them yet. But from what I understand of
probably because they cost like
$1,500
or something.
Yeah, I think you can buy them by like in like individual CDs. But who buys CDs these days? I don't know. But basically, from what I've heard, basically everyone's just like the bass, and they just don't shut up about the bass. So apparently, you can hear that better.
Well, I don't want to.
Hooray!
I don't want to cast aspersions, but one of the two remaining people, actually both of the remaining living Beatles instruments. Instrumentation generally
occupies
heavy on
that,
the bass.
Occupies that sound level.
Paul and Ringo, could we turn up the bass? Could we make the bass a bit louder? They don't talk like that.
Probably not, but you know, it's an English accent, roll with it.
That's more like Sting there.
That's your beat. Who would also do that, I would assume? Another bassist.
Yeah.
Another.
But he's a singer, and he sings high.
Yeah.
He's a tenor, I'm going to have to say.
Well, he ain't no baritone.
He could probably slip down into most of baritone, but I think he's a tenor.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of the three tenors, but they could add him, and I would watch that. Isn't one of the three tenors dead?
Pavarotti's dead, isn't he?
Is he a tenor? I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
I don't know. We're
that
getting
Seinfeld
away
episode?
From... There's the part of music that I'm... sort of nerdily hyper aware of.
And then
there's the part of music where the three tenors are, and they don't overlap.
No.
Really.
Well, there was that Seinfeld episode where they were talked about because they couldn't remember the name of the third guy, but I can't remember the name of any of them, so.
Now, Pavarotti, I'm pretty sure, is one of them.
All right. Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
Replace him with Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gordon Sumner. That's his.
No, just Sting.
Just Sting.
The three tenors could be Sting, Gordon Sumner, and does Sting have a third name?
He could get one. That Fields of Gold guy? I don't know. Lead singer of The Police?
So yeah, the three tenors could just be Sting. And
he was in Dune. What character was he in Dune? He was Harkonnen.
He was someone in Dune.
He was the youngest Harkonnen prince guy. I forget what his name was.
Yeah. Prince Sumner.
He was
Prince Sumner.
He's in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. He's in The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Short cameo there. All right. Now that we've completely gone off the topic of the Beatles Rock Band, we can come back to it.
Okay, yeah, Beatles.
All right.
Remasters, bass.
Lots
hooray.
Of bass. Good for them. But I was thinking about the Beatles Rock Band. It's lacking in a lot of options compared to previous rock bands. That's just a fact.
It's true, you can't dress the Beatles up.
Right. Rock band, for me, a large portion of it, Dave, as you know, as you've been exasperated for minutes on end while I sit there and redress my characters.
But I understand.
Character customization is
Barbie dress up. I mean, that's what we
generally
call it
in terms
of games. It's Barbie dress up.
And it's good.
I will say, yeah, quick digression, top Barbie dress up video games of all time.
Top best Barbie dress up video game of all time is just... that's easy.
Def Jam?
Fight for New York. Def Jam, Fight for New York, best Barbie dress-up game of all time. Rock Band comes in...
Yeah, the Rock Band series second. Is up there. The Rock Band series is up there.
Rock Band comes in second for me. Rock Band 2 was a disappointment, I'm going to be honest with you.
Because they didn't add enough for
They did
you?
Not add enough for me. I need a lot of clothes. Also, the fact that there's no DLC clothing yet really upset
you me. You want to pay more for more clothes.
I would pay more for more clothes, is what I'm saying. Mm. I don't. If they give it to me for free, I'll take it. But I would pay more for more clothes.
Like, forget all these songs. What do they think this is? A rock band?
And then the third best
more
Barbie
dress-up
game. I'm gonna go with the San Andreas Grand Theft Auto game.
Uh huh.
But even though there are a lot of disappointing features in that game, the dress up was pretty
expensive. Robust.
Pretty robust. Mostly because you could get fat and dress up. And those two things
that is
in
exciting.
Tandem really made for a lot more.
Just a fat gangster dressed funny, sort of roughing people up.
Right. Now, I've heard that the there's a clone series of games. There are two of them. Saints Row. Yeah.
Right.
That are basically Grand Theft Auto sort of clones. Sandbox games. That have extensive dress-up features, but I've not extensively played either one, so...
Dead Rising had a pretty good Barbie dress-up.
It
wasn't... The problem is it was outfit by outfit. It wasn't as customizable as you want it to be.
I don't feel strongly, but I would say that it probably falls in my top 10, because there aren't that many Barbie dress-up games.
There should be.
Okay, quick digression from our digression.
Okay, great. So now we're two levels deep into nonsense.
Awesome.
Go.
I saw a Barbie doll commercial today.
Right.
Where they used a re-lyricized, I don't know, version of Aqua's Barbie Girl. Which to me means Aqua released the rights to the song Barbie Girl to Mattel, which is now, I think, owned by Hasbro, to, you know, use in Barbie commercials.
Right.
I find that horribly ironic.
Yeah, that's... Also, why even bother changing the lyrics?
Like, they didn't change them for everything. They just, you know, they had a product to sell. I don't know, some hair. You could cut her hair. You could put on hair. I don't know. But they were selling the product through the lyrics is the main reason. So that would be why.
Okay, so now we've... Okay, I think we've
so
kind
of, we can go.
We've closed that
back.
Loop, so now we're back up one level. We're talking about Barbie
Beatles
dress-up games.
And how
have we closed that loop, and now we've got to go to Beatles Rock
Band. We're going all the way back up, yes.
Okay, so we've closed. The recursion is done. We're back up to the main level of the stack.
Right.
Nerd technology, call stack, blah, blah. I don't know, JavaScript. Okay, that's enough of that. Anyhow, so you can't dress up the Beatles, it's true. The Beatles
also,
wear what the Beatles wore.
Yeah. And that's just...
You can't dress them up. You can't give them mustaches that they didn't have or remove the mustaches they did have.
Right. And when you play a song, you can't play I Am the Walrus as the classic Beatles. You know? As, like, bowl haircut Ed Sullivan Beatles.
No.
The game just... The
it's
game
very
is
exact.
Pure.
It's,
yeah,
it's,
the game
it's
is very
history.
Pure and it's like... The, you're playing this song, then they look like this, and this is the set and everything else. And that's a little disappointing. I mean, I understand why they do it. They're very control freaky about stuff.
Yeah, it's just it's very, like, respectful. It's, you know, a certain experience. But I want to give the Beatles bad 80s metal hair. I just do.
Exactly. And I want my bad, you know, my crazy-looking, Satan-worshipping lead singer guy to sing All You Need Is Love with his devil mask on.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. And that's disappointing. And there's no real the career mode, quote unquote, is sort of this idea of a story of the Beatles' progression through time.
This is the Beatles. This is the stuff they did, which is fine. I mean, they do that well in the game.
You unlock photos. What the hell good is that? Did they realize that this is a video game I'm playing? So photos are not really doing it for me.
Apparently not, because that's what they gave you.
Yeah, they're jerks. And there's no, like, mini-games or anything. No Beatles-related mini-games. I mean, mine would all be in poor taste if I were going to, invent them. I don't want to... I'm not going to say what I'm about to say. But...
That's a little, that's
John Lennon,
tautologically wrong.
John Lennon shooting game, you know, shooting gallery.
Right.
All right, that's just terrible.
You know,
why would I say that? I didn't say it. That's why I didn't say it.
That was like fucking... Your brain isn't working right
no,
now.
No, it worked really well there.
No, but anyhow, I would say like a good George Harrison, Eric Clapton, George Harrison's wife tug-of-war game could be fun.
That could be fun. But it would probably involve that Eric Clapton song I don't really like. You Look
Layla?
Wonderful Tonight?
Huh?
I think Wonderful Tonight is about her, too.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know.
Regardless...
That's not the song I'd soundtrack a tug of war with, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not America. You're not America.
was great.
Yeah, that's that song. That's how that song goes.
And now we're doing this. And I was thinking also Yoko Ono Breakout, you know? Like right. The old Arkanoid game. Yeah, with game. The... Right.
The and blocks.
Except it would have the, like, the Beatles, the other three, and John, and you'd have to break out the links between them.
Right, right.
That would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be like a pipe game, maybe. I don't know. But something like that. Some Yoko Ono breakup game would be good. A puzzle game involving finding out Paul McCartney is dead.
That'd be good, like a good adventure game kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe old school, you know, LucasArts
point and click kind of thing.
Point and click kind of game.
They need to have a good Mr. Conductor game for Ringo.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Something where you have to teach children. I don't know. Wait, did he teach children? Was Thomas the Tank Engine a teachy show? I haven't watched it in, you know, since I was a child. I don't know.
So, there you go. But yeah, but that also got me thinking, what if you were going to make another sort of Rock Band game based on a band and their story and the fun sort of mini game stuff that you could do?
Mm-hmm. Where would you go? Because they're churning these out now. I mean, the Guitar Hero, they've got like three of these suckers already, I think.
Who plays attention to that series anymore?
I don't know.
I just found out that they're making Guitar Hero 5 next, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't remember Guitar Hero 4.
That was the World Tour one. That was the one that they did with the full band.
Oh, was that 4? I thought that was 3.
No, 3 is the one they did.
They're just churning out titles, and once they got Aerosmith involved, I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, that pretty much shut it off for me, too. Aerosmith, done.
Done.
That's when you stop paying attention to something, is when Aerosmith is involved.
You stopped paying attention to Aerosmith years ago.
Really, that's a rule that if I paid more strict attention to, I would have never seen Armageddon, and my life would be better. So, yeah. I observe it pretty rigorously.
I like Armageddon.
Well, you're wrong. That's okay. These things happen.
It's got Steve Buscemi in it.
I know.
And he's
Steve
funny.
Buscemi's been in a lot of movies that aren't good. He's been in a lot of good movies, but...
What movies was he in that aren't good? If you say Armageddon, see, there you go.
It's not good.
You can't do that.
Con Air is not good.
Con Air is good. You're wrong. Con Air is a good, bad movie.
It might be good, bad, but it's not good.
We're digressing way far off topic, though.
Yeah.
So, the game. What band would you pick for your Rock Band game? I'll throw some ideas out there. Yeah.
I got to think.
A Fleetwood Mac Rock Band game.
Oh, the mini games, and that could get some good, saucy fun.
It would be barely any music playing. All of it would be sort of a drama play, maybe in the style of, like, JRPGs.
No, I'm thinking it'd be like a kind of like Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney sort of thing, which is, you know, objection, you're fucking my wife.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
You know, that whole thing, yeah.
Really, I think I just said most of the game, because that's pretty much the Fleetwood Mac story.
Yeah, just objection, a lot of people having sex with fucking people my wife. Right, aren't their husbands and wives.
Yeah.
You
can also have a good game where you're just like, where you play Fleetwood or Mac, and then you're just like, I wish I had control of this band again.
Yeah, well.
Because Fleetwood and Mac were two people who started a jazzy kind of jazz blues band. Got away from him.
He had some control of it through the years, but, well, Lindsey Buckingham is, you know, he's a talented artist.
Yes, very much so. So writes a lot of great songs.
He gets to take over bands. That's what he gets to do. And write the theme for National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well, yeah, of course.
But that's an exciting band. They got a dynamic. You can go a lot of minigames and spin-offs there.
Yeah, a lot of different people singing, a lot of... drama, a lot of tension. That works nicely.
Yeah. I was thinking Devo. As a Devo rock band. The main thing here is that early in Devo's career, they did a lot of things that would be exciting.
Yeah, they did like a lot of things. Where you, like, do the best you can to enrage sort of a crowd of placid cosmic jazz fans. Like
yeah, you
when
play,
you're opening for Sun Ra.
Yeah, you play Jocko Homo for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just the, not even the whole of Jocko Homo, just the Are We Not Men, We Are Devo part.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's a part where it's like, go.
And it would be like a fighting game because generally the crowd would rush the stage.
Yeah. So Devo versus audience.
Yeah, they would.
You'd have
the, you'd have the part where you bill yourselves as a Rolling Stones cover band. And then come out and play Devo songs, and the crowd just goes insane and charges the stage.
Yeah, I feel
a lot
like
of charging the stage.
Yeah.
It'd be like Plants vs. Zombies that way. You would play riffs, maybe, to stop the crowd and push them back.
To push them away?
Yeah.
What about that story where, like, Devo was brought to Jamaica and gotten tremendously high, and then someone tried to convince them to have Johnny Rotten be their new lead singer? I feel like that would be...
That's a whole... It's a whole other story.
That seems like.
But
that
while
would
we're
be
on the topic, the
point.
1 year of existence that the Sex Pistols enjoyed would be a fun rock band game. There, it would end with, you know, tragedy.
Yeah, no, you have the
a
part
lot of it would be a fighting game.
No, you have the part where because he was so horrible a musician, they unplug Sid Vicious, and then the bass in Rock Band would be even easier than it
yeah,
usually is.
You just slap it however you want.
Yeah, because they unplugged you. And Glenn Matlock or Matlock or whoever the actual bassist was, then someone has to come in and play him. It's like a lot of good Sid Vicious, like, vomiting games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vomiting minigame, stabbing your wife minigame.
Yeah, yeah, that's fertile ground.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bad things that go in there, but, you know.
No, it's good dark, good M-rated, you know. Everyone likes dark video games. You know, everything's grim and gritty.
I mean, Led Zeppelin, you know, I have a huge love for Led
Gentleman
Zeppelin.
Gentleman Hard On.
And an enormous wish that they would release their music to something like Rock Band.
Yeah. They're possessive of their masters, though, is why that doesn't happen, is my understanding. They
yeah,
just
they're
hoard their
extremely
masters.
Extremely possessive. But
which
I was thinking...
They're right, but it's a bummer.
I was thinking a Mudshark minigame.
That's solid. You could have a little mini game to come up with the best Tolkien reference.
Come on, you can't beat the Mudshark mini
no,
game.
I can't.
We'll just leave that alone.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave that one
okay.
alone. We're going to move on to the next one. And everybody's Googling right now. Where's the Wikipedia article on this? What's going on?
Do people not know the Mudshark story these
days?
Of
course, people don't know the Mudshark story. There are people who do and people who don't, and it's funny and. It's awesome.
I'll admit, it's possible that I only know the vague outlines of it rather than specifics, but I know enough to know what the Mudshark story
you
is.
You only need to know. I mean, there's not a story. It's just an incident.
Yeah.
A rumored incident. But regardless, moving on. What other bands would make good Rock Band games?
Oasis would be good because it would just be a lot of sort of brother fighting.
Brother fighting, it'd be brother fight, yeah, would
yeah,
be the
yeah.
game. Maybe.
Really, you know, let's just drop the Oasis part and make brother fight.
Yeah, in the Rock Band part.
Yeah, yeah, just make a brother fight game.
Yeah, it'd be Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
And then Oasis. Okay, maybe we don't have enough for a brother fight game.
No, we need to, you know, put that idea on the back burner, let's let it, you know, simmer.
Yeah, we'll develop that one later.
Yeah.
But, they would be all right. They don't have enough music that's interesting to me to pull out a
yeah,
Rock Band
that's
game.
The problem, is they're not that great.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to put pretty much all their good songs on the game, and then DLC,
well, then what,
nobody's interested.
No, then what you could do is you could do it the way that the Guitar Hero ones do it. Because the Beatles Rock Band game is cool in that it's, you know, just the Beatles. You're immersed in the Beatles.
Yes.
But the Guitar Hero ones, like where it's like, Guitar Hero, Metallica, they're just like a bunch of Metallica tracks... And then, like, for no reason, some stuff by the Foo Fighters and other band and Queen and, like, random...
Did they... Maybe
Mott
the people...
The Hoople,
maybe
like,
Mott the Hoople.
That may have been on the Aerosmith one. I don't know. That would make slightly
that
more
would
sense.
That makes slightly more sense.
But only slightly.
It depends on the Mott the Hoople song, though, too.
You know it's all the young dudes.
No, there's there are other popular Mott the Hoople songs which are escaping my mind right now. But
I wonder
all
why.
The young dudes, all
I
the young
wonder why.
All the Young Dudes is a great song, but it's I don't know if it belongs with either Metallica or Aerosmith. I don't think that's
how it should be.
Yeah.
I all think it's how it is though.
And the reason All the Young Dudes is good is because David Bowie wrote it.
Yeah, of course. So, and then he just tossed it off to Mott the Hoople.
Tossed it off! I don't know why I had to sing that in song, but it's good.
No, because it's a musical episode. This is, you know, us just kicking back, being musical.
We are musical to a fault.
I mean, except for the parts about being talented at making music, but...
That's not required.
No.
Sweet Jane is the song. Of course, you're probably like, I've never heard that song. And maybe you haven't, but it's a good song.
Okay.
Mott the Hoople Rock Band would not be that good.
No, just not enough meat on the bone.
Right, right.
Speaking of meat on the bone, you could do a Blues Traveler Rock Band. Have a new harmonica peripheral.
And a weight loss mini game, like
a stomach stapling mini game.
Yeah, that'd be
also,
good.
You know what would make a great mini game is, I think Blues Traveler had my favorite, by far my favorite behind the music story ever.
Which was
the John Popper from Blues Traveler in a hotel room, basically watching pornography.
All right.
Trying to pleasure himself, but then having to briefly stop because his heart would start hurting.
And is that when he realized?
Then as that subsided, it would... Yeah, this is the classic behind the music, the hit bottom part.
His rock bottom was masturbating in a hotel room.
No, because here's the great part about the story, though, is it's not just, I was trying to masturbate, as I got more excited, my heart started hurting, and I realized I had a problem.
Right.
It goes where... So then, his heart starts hurting a bit, so he stops, and he starts feeling a little better.
So he goes back at it?
So he keeps going. See, and so it happens a couple times.
You gotta,
and that's why that's great.
You gotta know your limits. That's the lesson of that story, is just know your limits.
Also, the lesson of that story is apparently, I'm very fat and should get my stomach stapled.
But the Sex Pistols, so the Sex Pistols Rock Band would be a downer. Another downer rock band game, Marvin Gaye Rock Band.
So, there's the part where you... write a really bitter double or triple album about your divorce. There's the part where your dad shoots you.
Yeah, that's really...
There's nothing...
Yeah. The Def Leppard Rock Band would similarly be a downer.
Drums would be easy, though.
Yeah, well, there'd be basically the part where...
Drums would be real easy.
There'd be the part where your drummer loses an arm, and then there'd be the part where you're Def Leppard. And it's just depressing.
Yeah, both of those are no good.
Yeah. So that's not where you want to be. Motorhead Rock Band. You could have a lot of mini games involving Lemmy's extremely scary wart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because that is a scary wart.
Also, something Hawkwind. And that joke... I think that joke tells you that we're kind of running to a point where we might want to take a little break.
Something Hawkwind?
Yes.
You just want to make a Hawkwind joke, but you just can't,
well,
can't
Lemmy,
find one.
Lemmy was in Hawkwind, so it makes sense as a thing to make a joke about, but I got nothing. We've been talking for like practically a half hour.
Oh, man, that's
what am I?
That's crazy.
I'm not a
You're not a machine. You're
no.
not a machine.
I'm a man.
You're a man. You're a mere mortal. Yes, Rock Band. On the subject of maybe Hawkwind Rock Band. Yes, Rock Band. You got Rush Rock Band. That's just a lot of like...
I say, Hawkwind Rock Band makes me want to listen to Crocodile Rock. Just in terms of scansion and the way the words sound.
Well, that we'll chalk that one up as an interesting factoid. Thank you, Dave. But I think the worst rock band of all would be Christian Rock Band.
Which exists. I'm pretty sure it's called Guitar Praise.
Guitar Praise?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, that's a note to end on. And welcome back to I'm Trying to Think, episode 12. I'm Chuck Warner, and with me, as always, is Dave Ringo Stern. Say
that's,
hi, Dave.
That's new. That's a new thing.
You like that?
Is this a new thing? That's I don't know how good. I feel. I'm
Ringo Stern.
I'm back and forth on that.
Ringo Stern. Because it's like Ringo Starr.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. It's R-S.
It's yeah. And it's Ringo Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
Stern. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Ringo's real name is?
Yes. This is one of those things where it's like not... Yeah, it's Richard Starkey. I'm saying that's one of those things where it's like a fascinating piece of trivia, but that's not because everyone knows it.
I don't think everyone knows it.
Did they not?
No.
I thought
just like
did.
The Gordon Sumner thing. I don't think everybody knows that Sting's real name is Gordon Sumner.
Well, yeah, it's because Sting ain't no Beatles.
Sting ain't no Beatles. Thank you. But these kids these today, they don't know the Beatles from the Boodles.
Probably.
Or
I
the
think
Hoopoles.
They do.
Mott the Hoopoles.
That's true. The kids do love Mott the Hoople and wildly overstate their importance.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot name a day that goes by when I do not talk to like some hotshot 14-year-old kid with his baggy pants and his iPod full of Mott the Hoople.
I know. 50 copies of All the Young Dudes. Some of them live. Some of them acoustic.
Sometimes.
Some remixes, you know.
Yep.
A remix! You gotta All get the Chemical Zah. Brothers in there and mm-hmm. and remix some Mott the Hoople.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how that goes. All right. So last week on the show, we talked about the Chunky Mary.
We did. I think it's safe to call it the Breakfast of Champions.
Breakfast of Champions, possibly. But here's the problem. I had promised that we would have a recipe for the Chunky Mary this week.
We're working on it in the lab.
I lied.
We're cooking it up.
Here's the thing. I don't know anything about mixing drinks. I just don't. I couldn't even really mix you a Bloody Mary. So how could I make you a Chunky Mary? You wouldn't want to drink it. That's at least the truth.
I'm in a fairly similar boat. I mean, I can, you know, make some mixed drinks, but, you know, I'm not a cocktail expert. I'm not Tom Cruise in the film Cocktail.
Thank goodness.
I'm not an expert on DuckTales.
DuckTales? Is that related to the Tom Cruise movie Cocktail?
No, I'm just trying to think of things that sound like... It's, again, it's the same problem I had in the end, towards the end of the last segment. I'm just thinking about things that sound like the things we're talking about, and then I talk about them as if they're relevant, which they are not.
Yeah, it's like you're a poet.
Kind of.
But a broken one.
Yeah, it's like a broken poet, or it's kind of like Cockney rhyming slang.
Well, I'm happy to announce, moving on completely from Dave's Cockney rhyming slang, that rather than try and come up with a disgusting drink ourselves that you would not want to have anything to do with, we, and I'm trying to think, with the assistance of the Foundation Institute, are proud to announce a new I'm Trying to Think contest.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
We've had some Chunky Marys brewing in the labs, you know.
Not
we've had them bubbling
good.
Over. But it's questionable.
Yes.
We'll probably put at least one recipe or two on the blog, which, you know, could use some content, let's face it.
Yeah. But the real exciting news here is that we're hosting a contest, which is called the Chunky Mary Contest. We did not come up with a creative name.
No.
Creative naming, we didn't have the time.
We called it the Chunk Test.
We didn't have the resources.
The Chunk Test.
We did not have the resources.
I'm liking the Chunk Test.
We did not have the resources.
Wait, Chuck, I got one.
Yeah.
How about the Chunk Test?
We did not have the resources to spend on a naming committee. And so we're reluctantly calling this the Chunk Test.
Yes!
So to participate in the Chunk Test, what you need to do...
Oh, I love how that word sticks in your throat every time you say it.
To participate in the Chunk Test...
Oh, the glare is delicious.
All you need to do... is come up with a recipe for the Chunky Mary. It doesn't have to involve ketchup. I would probably recommend against involving ketchup, because I don't think you can make that shit drinkable. But some recipe for the Chunky Mary, inspired, of course, by last week's episode of I'm Trying to Think, and by us Dave and Chuck, because we are inspirational.
Yeah, yeah. So we lead a nation towards making drinks that probably have more chunks in them than you'd like out of most mixed drinks.
You take that recipe, you get your quill and ink out, you scratch it onto a piece of parchment, then you take that parchment to your butler, and you will tell him to email it to us. Email. You want to be specific with the E.
Wait, one quick question, though.
Yeah.
One problem. If the parchment is not sealed with wax, how will we know if the email has been read?
It's a good question. We're just going to have to take it on faith.
Okay.
So, send that email to us at...
contact@imtryingtothink.com.
And we will choose the best recipe to come across the internet waves, and that person will win...
Something.
Something.
We'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We didn't have the resources to come up with a
lot of things.
A committee for the prize either. But we can tell you this much. Your Chunky Mary will be the official drink of I'm Trying to Think until we come up with a better one.
Yes, that is what is in store for you if you win the chunk test.
Or until Coke, Pepsi, RC, I don't care who, Dr. Pepper, anybody wants to throw some money our way to become the official drink of I'm Trying to Think, then that will happen. But still.
Yeah, I've been getting some sniff arounds from the chelada people.
Oh, great. Sniff arounds indeed. Also, we should announce the winner of our ongoing contest, Dinner with I'm Trying to Think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations to Fred Zeleny for winning Dinner with I'm Trying to Think. By buying dinner for I'm Trying to Think.
Yeah. He totally won that contest, as it turns out.
Yes.
I'd forgotten about that contest.
Yeah, I had dumplings. They were delicious.
I also had dumplings.
Yeah, we had a lot of dumplings. They were good. Yeah.
Mostly just a stack of dumplings.
It was
as high as your head.
Yeah, it was a pile of dumplings.
Dumplings as big as your fist.
Yeah. Yeah, they scare you.
They are, yeah. The high as your head part may have been exaggeration for humor. The big as your fist part was not.
Depends on the fist, but... they're big.
Yes.
Big dumplings. So, if you'd like to participate in the Dinner with I'm Trying to Think contest, you can always write us at contact@imtryingtothink.com or, you know, see us in person, call us if you know the number, and just, you know, get us to go to dinner with you. And if you buy dinner, you win.
So we've reviewed our contest. We introduced the chunk test. We reintroduced the dinner contest.
Yeah, the dinner contest.
I'm feeling good about.
Yeah, the Chunky Mary contest extravaganza,
sir.
Okay,
sir.
I'm spitballing for a new name.
I believe it has a name.
I'm spitballing for a new name that isn't terrible.
That isn't what?
Chunk test. So,
oh, that's relentlessly delightful.
All right, then. Contests are just fun. That's one of the best things about having a podcast.
Absolutely.
It's having pod tests. That doesn't really work.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't like chunk test, you really shouldn't have come up with pod test.
Pod test is, that's coming up short. But I wasn't really counting on it to, you know,
save my career
or anything. But, we need to come up with more contests to have once the chunk test is over.
Absolutely.
And, see, chunk test just to me says things that we're not doing.
Such as?
What
does the word chunk test bring to your mind?
I don't know. We're not eating chunkies. Okay. Chunky bars, you know the chunky bars?
Vaguely, not really.
All right, well, they exist and we're not eating them. We're not testing chunk to any real degree. We're not determining exactly how much a chunk is. That would be a chunk test. Like, how much is a chunk of chocolate, you know? How much is a chunk of beef? We could conduct that test and objectively determine...
a chunk.
A chunk. Versus a hunk. Or a slab. Or, a bit.
Well, a hunk's the best-looking amount, certainly.
Yeah, a hunk is the best-looking amount.
Slab. is kind of vertical, like, yeah, it's obelisk. Like,
yeah. Slab is an obelisk? I was going to say horizontal. Yeah.
Like,
I'm thinking, like, it lays out. A slab kind of lays on the table.
Yeah, I'm thinking, or it could be, like, a slab, like, monolith, like...
That would be a monolith. I would love to have a monolith of chocolate. Or a monolith of beef. I would probably have to sell some of it, but, you know, yeah, that'd be bad. You'd have a lot of resources there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like chunk tests. We're not, like I said, we're not testing chunks. I don't feel any chunk
Aren't
is about to be
we,
tested.
Though?
Well, we're testing a chunky Mary. That's really going to be the hard part of the judging.
Yeah, we're going to have to drink this shit.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say have to.
No, we've made a commitment.
People are like, well, you take rat poison and...
I mean, yeah, we're to discretion where if we think it will kill us or do legitimate injury to us,
yeah,
we will not drink your Chunky Mary.
All right, so let's go over the rules. One, the drink has to be inspired by... the judging, actually, that's really more of a judging quality, but... We're going to judge it based on how it is inspired by the Chunky Mary we discussed in episode 11.
Right.
And deliciousness will be taken into account.
Yeah, if you can take it and make it delicious, that might be more important than fidelity.
Yeah,
I don't know.
As a matter of rules, just as a matter of rules, no poisoning us.
Yes.
Because there are probably, assuming we have listeners, there are probably a majority of them who just want it to end and listen every week for us to fail and quit.
Right.
Right.
And they certainly get to hear us fail.
Yeah, but we're not quitters.
No, no.
We may be failures, but we are not quitters, sir. No, sir.
No, so, sirree, no Bob.
Sirree, Bob. Robert.
No, sirree, Robert.
No, sirree, Robert.
I've never heard that coinage before.
That we're coining it. Because we may be failures, but we are not quitters, sir. Not quitters. So, so keep on dreaming. You're not going to poison... Also, if you rat poison us and we die, you're not going to get to hear us fail and quit. Because if we quit, we'll have a quitter episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we're not going to... If we die, you won't get to hear us quit. And we might be podcasting in the afterlife. You don't know.
God.
Ghost casting.
Man, if we're podcasting in the afterlife, then something disappointing happens.
Disappointing. Well, okay, Sartre said hell is other people. He didn't say hell is podcasting with other people.
It's true. But I feel like the idea was irregardless of the activity...
Hell is other people. So what would be the problem? I'm wondering, what's your problem with the Afterlife podcast?
I'm just saying.
We could do Holy Shit, Giant Gates of Heaven.
Ooh, that would be pretty delightful.
Yeah, or, you know, as our podcast. Or
I'm saying, I would think there'd be even better ways to use your time when you're... Actually, no, you know, now I'm starting to talk myself into it, because I'm thinking, wait, it's the Afterlife. You're dead. You have all the time. You can do everything.
Theoretically, you have all the time in the world, yeah.
Why not podcast?
Yeah, at that
when
point,
you're dead?
Things become interesting. Well, also, though, you then have to ask why podcast? It's a two-edged sword, as most swords have.
Yeah. it's a three-edged sword.
Well, that's a little more difficult. But
it's a 12-edged sword, Chuck.
That's going to be geometrically complex. But my point
is... It's beautiful.
My point is that you're in the afterlife. You're like, do it later. Procrastination becomes paramount.
I don't know how anyone gets anything done.
How does anyone get anything done in the afterlife?
Maybe in limbo. I don't know.
I don't know. And how do you have fun? You know? I think there's an element of fun. If you go out with your friends and hang out, you're like, wow, it's great that we get to do this because I have to go back to work Monday or... I'm not going to see you guys again for a couple years
or
something
like
that.
It's great to do this because it puts off in my mind the cold inevitability of death.
Right. And then once you're dead, how do you go to a party? Like, when do you decide to leave? Because you know there are people And you, we have friends like this. If they were in the afterlife and there was a party, they would never leave. And I would get fucking... I would never have a party at my house in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Because some people are going to be like, oh, dude, let's... Hey, oh, dude, you have it here, have another shot. And it's like, dude, I want to get some sleep. It's
two,
the afterlife.
2:30.
It's 4 in the morning in the afterlife. I need to sleep. Because that, you know, gives me the sleep breaks up my afterlife monotony of parties and podcasts.
Man, this is, you know, it's no worse than, you know, most conceptions of the afterlife, but this is a profoundly ill-conceived afterlife.
Well, I can't, that's the problem. I always have difficulties conceiving of any good afterlife. Except an afterlife, the afterlife would be good if you just, if you went back to the beginning of your life knowing what you already know and you got to do it again, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, okay, well, I can try some different stuff this time. And then when you get to the end of that one, you're like, man, I forgot what I did the first time around. I'll go down and try that stuff again, you know?
Although, here's how I'm trying to think about it is, would you have full knowledge in your head constantly of your previous life, or would you just be able to be like, okay, there's a couple inflection points, I'm curious how this would have gone differently.
So you want to hop around?
So you point that into your head, like you before the second life starts again. You kind of put that into your head, like, now this time you're...
So you just want to flip a switch and then live out that life as if the switch were flipped?
Yeah, I'm thinking you could go either way.
That could be fun, but what if you mess it up? You know?
Yeah.
That's the real problem when you're envious of the previous life that you remember.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I wasn't in a gutter dead that time.
Yeah. You have to be pretty solipsistic, too, to believe that that could happen, because then you're pretty much the... Because nobody's coming to me lately and told me, oh, I'm doing this the second time. Don't worry about it. It's going to be cool. You know? Or, I know what I'm doing, you know? But it's an interesting thing about consciousness, you know. I, of course, you know, believe it's a mechanistic thing. So then when the mechanism is removed, what is it? What is it, man?
What is consciousness?
What is it? I don't know why I just asked that question. That's like a 4-hour topic.
I don't know.
And it is not the time to do that.
Yeah, maybe time.
We're talking about Chunky Marys. That's where we should have I should have stayed with the Chunky Mary. Yeah. Try some celery. Hey, you know what's good? V8. Try that stuff, man. Hey, ragu. That's a nice little flavor. You know, it's a kind of a flat-flavored sauce, man. It's thick. Could give you a little chunk. Try a salsa. You know what I'm saying? Grind up some peppers. Not what is consciousness. What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know, but it may be time to take 5.
I think it might be time to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Trying to Think is a podcast sponsored by the Foundation Institute. The Foundation Institute would like to remind you to buy your tickets for this year's annual fall fundraising festival, Found Fall Fun Fund Fest. This year's festival will feature a Mott the Hoople cover band called All the Young Hooples. Reserve your seats now. The Foundation Institute, planning for the future and tomorrow. And welcome back to episode 12 of I'm Trying to Think. This is Chuck Warner, and with me as always is Dave Stern. Dave!
Yo!
During the break, you were complaining this episode seemed a little rambly to you.
I know, I was complaining is a strong
word.
Oh! Because I'm going to say, if I'm...
See, now during the recording, things change.
I'm just saying.
You were fuming, you were spitting, there was anger, you were breaking sticks. Like, I don't even know where you got the sticks.
I carry breaking sticks, okay, in case I get mad. But, I'm saying, if I was complaining, if I got angry that we rambled,
yes,
we'd have had that quitting thing happen a long time ago.
That is true.
I was just noticing, I was getting this feeling in the air and in my brain, like, this episode was extra rambly.
Email Joe.
Packed with extra rambly goodness.
Email Joe has learned to psychically contact you and tell you.
And make me angry.
You people
need to
digress
get stick
too
on
much.
Point.
Why would we stick on a point? None of the points we even talked. There's nothing so interesting in this world that we should stick on it.
You know, I'll stick you on a point of my breaking stick.
That's what she said.
Oh, no.
Oh, and no. That's why I could never go back to Connecticut. All right.
Oh,
a breaking stick is a great idea, though.
Yeah, I feel like we could market that.
We could market that, especially if the stick would put itself back together. Reusable breaking stick? Yeah. Oh, man. People would pay money for that.
Hold on.
If you could get, like, a glass. If you could get, like, a glass. And are you trying to break something? What are you trying to break?
I got this pencil. I'm going to. Because, you know, I'm still feeling a little hot. I'm still feeling a little bothered.
All right.
Let me see if it makes me feel better. Do you mind if I break this pencil?
I have a better stick. Here, here. Here's a smaller stick.
Okay.
This is like a big toothpick. You can break that. I think you'll be able to handle it more. Did that do anything for you?
Too small. Not satisfying.
All right.
Can I try the pencil?
I got something.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
Let's see. I know I got some. Here we go. Here we go. Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Try that. Perfect breaking stick. Go ahead. Try that.
Rambling. Ooh.
Yeah?
Ooh. I think this, about this size, maybe a little more circular.
Yeah, well, we could get circular chopsticks. The thing is, we could get chopsticks, sell them individually as break sticks, repackage them. Or in lots of 20.
You want to try, or should I?
I want to try. I want to get a piece of this. All right.
Okay, feel bad. Feel angry.
First, I got to get angry at something. What am I angry about?
I forced us to name our contest the Chunk Test.
Okay, that doesn't make me as angry. I can't dress up the Beatles. Oh! That is good. That is good. That's something. Now, this is the problem. We've announced it over the air.
Oh.
So now we have to kill everyone who listens. No.
Well, here's what we can do.
All right. Just put those aside. We can recycle those and use them as
smaller break sticks.
Smaller kid-size break sticks.
Fun sticks.
Fun size break sticks.
For giving out on the Halloween. But anyhow, here's the thing. We're recording this now, but we can edit it. So, you know, we've got to edit it. We'll probably be putting it up a bit later in the week.
Wait. We edit this?
I worked so hard!
Oh, the break stick.
Okay, I feel better.
See, you feel better.
Okay. Okay, anyhow, so.
All right.
It's going to take some time. So we got 3 days. We got a couple days to hit the patent office.
Yeah.
You know, to set trademark, to send this, you know, copyright it, to send it to ourselves in the mail, put it into the patent office. We need to draw a diagram, you know, fig one,
stick, fig two, broken break. Stick, yeah.
Yes.
An arms diagram with it.
Yeah.
That sort of torsion motion that we use to break it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is
because we're going to recommend the torsion motion, right?
Yeah.
In the instructions.
Well, we're going to have to.
You don't want
to
break it some other way.
We're going to have
to. You can't do like a one hand. Like, this is hurting my hand.
Yeah, actually. You can't
and
do
that. It's not breaking a stick.
Yeah, you don't want to do it that way. That's.
We need to have a hand doing this and the muscles really bulging
out.
It's a no.
You know what? A smaller, thinner version might be needed for people who only have one arm.
Okay, yeah. Let me get the small, thin prototype.
That's like.
For the one hand.
That's the one hand.
Yeah, that worked.
Okay,
and you know, if I was crippled, I think. That didn't make me feel better now because it's just too small. But if I was crippled, that might make me feel better.
I think the politically correct term is lame. If you were lame.
I think it's handy crippled.
Handy crippled. If you are handy
crippled. No, wait, no. It's, because that's focusing on the negative. You need to use positive language. It's a handy crippable.
So if you're handy crippable, then that one-handed break stick would be perfect.
Yes.
This is a genius concept. Genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
We put a little I'm trying to think, you know, inscribed in the side. Break sticks.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, I mean, there you go. See, every week, this is why we do this podcast and why we were asked to do this podcast. We think, like, on a higher level. I don't know if it's four times. We should do the research. Is it four times the average person? Is there an exponential thing involved? What's going on exactly?
I'm not sure if it's, like, four times the average person, but I think we think, like, a committee of four average people each.
Yeah.
In a committee, you know, there's something lost in translation, so it's probably more like maybe 2.8 times, 2.7.
I think actually what's going on is we think at the level of a committee maybe of 10 people, which of course...
That's worse than a committee of 4 people.
What that means is that we accomplish 10% of what a normal person accomplishes.
Right. That sounds accurate. That sounds accurate.
But our thoughts. But
we generate the ideas.
Oh my. If we could harness the thought energy into a non-carbon fuel thing. Wow.
Wow.
We could think this world into a completely eco-friendly world.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do anything about it. Or, well, we could do one-tenth of what the average person can do. But we could think at least 10 times as much.
But on the other hand, when that sort of powerlessness to affect real change in our world around us gets us down,
break sticks.
Starts getting us angry.
Break sticks.
Ah.
It's like pure genius comes out of this show.
I know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a product to go and develop.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for listening to episode 12. Join us next week for episode 13.
Yeah. Join us from what I assume. Yeah. So, glad you had. Hope you enjoyed episode 12. And blah. Words aren't working. This ghost is fucking me up, Chuck. I'm scared of this ghost.
The ghost of episode 13.
Okay,
it's like a Scooby-Doo villain. The ghost of episode 13. We need Don Knotts in here. That's my Don Knotts impersonation. I don't do any words when I do my Don Knotts impersonation. That's what I do. It's like a chicken human hybrid. That's my Don Knotts.
Right.
It's perfect. It's dead on.
There's a pretty good Don Knotts. But as I was saying, you know, had a good time. Hope you join us for a spooktacular episode 13, which I assume will be coming to us from a palatial breakstick manor.
We will be millionaires within a week with this breakstick idea. But it'll be a haunted manor.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
And that's it, folks. Thanks.
And good night.
Got some work to do now.